So moving right along, let's move on to item three, public comment. This is the time for members of the public to provide comments to the Retirement Board for matters that are not on the agenda. So let me check in with staff. Do we have any members of the public who wish to make public comment?
Yes, we do. First, we have Carol.
All right. Let's move Carol over and we'll get started on public comment.
Okay.
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Carol.
Yes. Hi. No, okay. Just hold on. Just letting you know that we're going to start public comment, and you have 3 minutes, and your 3 minutes begin now.
This is Carol Nowicki, wife of Pete Nowicki, the fire chief you illegally tried to take money from. When I'm done, my husband would also like to make a statement. During the 2015 hearing, Director Gordon asked Pete about a sentence in his 2006 contract. Pete's response was that he couldn't remember that specific item since it was something he hadn't seen for over 9 years. Director Gordon, who apparently considers himself a memory genius, said, quote, "Didn't you even read your employment contract before you signed it?" Unquote. How dare you? You expected him to remember something he had read 9 years previous and over 6 years into his retirement. Maybe if you had contacted him and asked him to reread his 2006 contract before the hearing, he could have answered your question. But Director Gordon once again was in the middle of the witch hunt and asking ridiculous questions and making stupid statements like that was part of the plan. Also, during the 2015 hearing, your attorney and some of the directors made a big deal out of Pete having a higher FAS towards his retirement than the amount of money he was making coming to work every day. For those who don't know, and probably most of the directors don't know, FAS stands for final average salary. A higher FAS means that your benefit calculation results in a higher amount than an employee would see as their normal paychecks. Because Pete had a higher FAS, your lynch mob tried to make him look like some sort of monster. Now, let's make it clear to everyone who is listening what the Look Back Project actually found. The project studied 3,881 retirees. Within that group, the study found that 3,448 retirees had a larger FAS than what their monthly gross was. In case you don't do the math, that's 89% of the retiree pool, or 9 out of every 10 retirees. But Pete is the only one you decided to make look like a crook. Tell us why you made such a big deal of Pete's final benefit, but haven't said a word about the thousands of others. Director Gordon, you were goading the attendees at the hearing about Pete's benefits. Why didn't you tell the audience that almost all of the retirees in the project were just like Pete? In your own words, didn't you even read that document? Or did you just fall into lockstep with your attorney and follow his lead that you needed to make Pete look bad by making things up and asking nonsensical questions? Tell us why you never mentioned the other benefits paid out, like another retired fire chief who's receiving $35,000 a month. Yet you all voted to lower Pete's benefit to that of an average fire captain, when Pete had a combined legacy as battalion chief and fire chief for over 10 years. And here we are over a year after the courts told you to return Pete's benefits, and we're going back to court because you haven't fully complied. Or once again, in Director Gordon's own words, didn't you even read the court decision? Shame on you. I'm going to pass you over to Pete now.
All right, that was 3 minutes. Thank you, Carol. So, Mr. Nowicki, let me know when you are going to begin, and your time will start.
I'll start right now. This is Pete Nowicki. I'm the fire chief you illegally tried to take benefits from until the California courts put a stop to it. Following my wife's statement, Director Gordon, let me ask you, what was number 8 on the November 2nd board agenda? Oh, well, you asked me on the spot to remember something that was in a document 9 years previous, and when I said I couldn't remember, you tried to humiliate me. And yet, can't you remember what happened only a few weeks ago? Even if you could remember, and if I didn't like your answer, I guess I'd just use a method out of your attorney's playbook and take you to court and call you a liar like your attorneys did to me. Let's get into that Look Back Project, which I'm guessing you didn't bother to read either. You were just looking for a retiree to make a scapegoat for your own failings and to get the press off your back. By the way, that was the same press that your deputy CEO confessed to having coffee with and feeding information to. There was nothing in that study that should have put any Contra Costa retiree in a negative light, none. But you needed a scapegoat, and you also further needed to make that study look instrumental as if there was some sort of purpose to it. How flawed was the look-back study? I'll use myself as an example. During your deputy CEO's deposition, he admitted that he only had my benefit calculation sheet worksheet to look at when he made his ridiculous decision that I had spiked my retirement and suggested in his report that I manipulated the system. He then also admitted that he didn't know that it was my one and only pay raise in 2 years before I retired. He admitted that he did not know that all the supervisors and administrative assistants at my department had vacation sellback. He admitted that he did not know that I had vacation sellback every year for 9 years before I retired. He admitted that he did not know I was being paid less than my battalion chiefs when I was first promoted to the position of fire chief. He admitted that he never saw a copy of my contract. He admitted that he was following on the coattails of your attorney. And he had also admitted that no matter what false statements were made by your attorney at the hearing, he would not have spoken up. And apparently neither would any of your other Cicero employees at the hearing, because none of them said a word. Here's what I remember about my contract, Director Gordon. I was told that my salary and benefits would eventually be greater than those of my subordinates, and that my contract specifically stated I would have annual adjustments to make that a reality, just like everybody else. The board district finally got around to it, making good on their promise. But that didn't fit the scenario of your witch hunt, did it? So your attorney just decided to put together a hearing and stood there and told lie after lie. And I'll remind you what your attorney then said several times in court that followed. This is his quote: due process does not require a fair and accurate presentation. Those are his exact words. And that's what you put up with in your attorney. But you needed a scapegoat. And here we are, almost 8 years since the hearing and 11 months since the court verdict, with you unnecessarily running up additional costs to the taxpayers and the retirees while we continue to drag this back into court. I hope you're proud of yourselves and your inability to do your jobs. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Nowicki. Your 3 minutes is just concluded anyway. So thank you. Do we have any other public comment this morning?
Yes, we do. Phone number ending in 1688.
All right. So phone number ending in 1688. If you could just give us your name and your 3 minutes will start now.
Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
This is Glenn Stewart.
All right.
And Contra Costa Regional Medical Center provides 24-hour emergency services. Emergency laboratory services are part of that 24-hour emergency services, with the clinical laboratory at Contra Costa Regional Medical Center staffed 24 hours every day. The California Code of Regulations, Chapter 1, General Acute Care Hospitals, Article 3, Basic Services, Section 70245, Clinical Laboratory Service Staff, states, a physician shall have overall responsibility for the clinical laboratory service. This physician shall be certified or eligible for certification in clinical pathology or anatomic pathology by the American Board of Pathology. There shall be a qualified, Part B, there shall be a qualified physician on duty or on call at all times to assure the availability of emergency laboratory services. Contra Costa County employs board-certified pathologists to work at the Regional Medical Center in order to comply with the California Code of Regulations. And as such, the duty and responsibility of being available to the clinical laboratory at all times is stated in the job description for a pathologist and is part of the pathologist's required basic services. This required basic service of a pathologist is designated as on-call work. This on-call work is stated as part of my normal work week in my job offer letter that was signed by Jeff Smith, MD, Inpatient Medical Director at the County Regional Medical Center. Also, the current MOU between Contra Costa County and the Physicians Dentist Organization of Contra Costa states that this on-call work is part of a pathologist's basic services, as payment for this duty is included in the pathologist's base pay. My on-call work as a pathologist is part of the basic services, duties and responsibilities required of my job. My on-call work was not for additional services outside of normal working hours. CCRERA staff's determination that my on-call work was for additional services outside of my normal working hours and thus not compensation earnable is wrong. They have not provided any documents that prove or even support their determination. They have refused to use factual information to documents that I and my employer have submitted, and they have even refused to sit down and have a simple face-to-face discussion. CCERA's Code of Fiduciary Conduct and Ethics state that each member of the board shall discharge his or her duties with respect to the system solely in the interest of and for the exclusive purposes of providing benefits to participants and their beneficiaries, with the duty to participants and beneficiaries taking precedence over any other duty. As providing benefits to a participant is the board's primary duty and is a duty that cannot be delegated. Final determination as to my on-call work, which is compensation order, is to be made by the board. I'm therefore also demanding due process and that the Board of Retirement review the staff's determination of my on-call work. This statement is a formal claim to Contra Costa County Employees Retirement Association demanding that
Excuse me, Mr. Chair,
my compensation. Earnable. I am talking on call pay and calculation of retirement benefit. Okay. This has nothing to do over money. What? I can't finish talking.
Well, we do have a 3-minute time limit, Dr. Stewart. So you're actually past that. I was going to ask you to wrap up if you would, if you could just conclude. That would be great.
In conclusion, this has nothing to do with about money. I've gone 6 years without a pension, so it has nothing to do with that. Your calculation is $2,300, mine's $2,900 a month. This has to do with everything, how you treat people. You know, I make a simple request and I get a letter back saying, no, you can't make me, and legally I don't have to. I mean, what kind of person says that? The only person I can think of is my 2 or 3 year old nephew that says, no, you're not the boss of me. I mean, how many people call in and complain about the way you people treat people? It's just absolutely ridiculous. So, as I said, this is a demand, and I have shown proof time over time that mine is pensionable. Okay? Period.
All right. Thank you for your comment, Dr. Stewart. Thank you. All right. Do we have any other public comment in the queue this morning?
No, that was it.
All right, thank you.
Just real quick question for Karen. Was there a request for an in-person meeting, and was that arranged with Dr. Stewart?
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Karen Levy, General Counsel for CICERA. There have been several letters back and forth from the member and CICERA. We'd have to review what the requests were. I don't know if Mr. Hoppe is available, but our retirement services manager, Mr. Hoppe, has been communicating with a member, I believe, in writing and on the phone. I don't have information right now whether in-person meetings were held over the years.
So let's do this in the interest of time. If you would be so good as to check in with Tim Hoppe, and then you can report back to us and to Trustee McDonald.
Certainly.
All right. That sounds good. Any other questions? No, seeing none. All right.